Anna Bevel and her brother, Thomas Derflinger, had a love-hate sibling relationship growing up in Mount Rainier.
He was only 3 years younger than me. We fought a lot, but we were really close.
When Thomas turned 18 in 2002, he joined the Army.
I said, Thomas, why would you want to do this when you know we're at war? 9/11 just happened. It's inevitable. You're going to be in conflict. And he was like, well, I'd rather join now and be useful.
2 years later, he was preparing to deploy to Iraq. The family flew to Fort Lewis in Washington State to see him off.
The last thing I said to him was, I love you. And he knew I was getting emotional. He was like, come on, I'm coming back.
Less than 1 month later, he was killed by a sniper in Mosul.
He was shot in the head. He died instantly. There was no pain. Because the sniper had this armor-penetrating ammunition, it went through his helmet.
It was Veterans Day, November 11th, 2004. He was just 20 years old.
A loss like that changes your family forever. It changes your life forever. It changes your perspective on things forever.
With Thomas in mind, Anna made a decision on her 30th birthday.
I found myself recently separated from my husband. I had a one-year-old child. One day I realized I needed to do something better for myself, so I quit smoking and started running the same day.
She joined the Wear Blue Run to Remember organization, a community of about 6,000 runners. This year, Anna was invited to run her first marathon, the Marine Corps Marathon, as part of their Gold Star Race program. Chris Bryant is the program director.
We just try to make sure that they understand how much we appreciate what they've sacrificed. And we try to make sure it's an experience from them that they'll never forget, and one that helps launch them into really the adventure that their lives still hold for them.
Before each race, the group huddles up in a circle and reads the names of fallen service members.
The people who cross the finish line are different from the people who tow it up at the beginning. And you're changed by the experience.
Anna says the group has given her a way to move forward with her life and honor the little brother she lost.
I would want people to remember he had an amazing sense of humor. He did great impressions. He loved to write. And we'll always miss him.
At Centennial Park in Ellicott City, Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.